Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. All right, welcome to How to Crack Your Thyroid Code, or let's talk all about thyroid today. As we get started here, start thinking about your thyroid story, because I would love to for you to share it here in a little bit. But let me first drop a little fact on you. Levothyroxine is the most prescribed medication in the U.S. Now, levothyroxine is, as many know, a thyroid medication. But there's just one problem. The most common side effect of levothyroxine is severe anxiety. Now, anxiety can already be a problem with the thyroid, so then you're taking medication that's only going to make it worse, and it could not end in good results. But what I'm going to talk to you about today is, and I'm going to teach you in very simple terms, how to heal your thyroid in four simple steps by attacking the four underlying causes that are destroying your thyroid. And I like to use this analogy. So think about your thyroid as something that's floating in the water. And it's trying to stay afloat. It's trying to keep swimming. But there are so many holes, so many things tugging at it from underneath the water that it's sinking. And that's the struggle with the thyroid, is that so many people are thinking that it's a thyroid problem, they're struggling with their thyroid, and it is, but that's just a cascade result of what's happening below the surface of the water. So that being said, welcome to Crack Your Thyroid Code. This is being recorded and it will be shared with you all later in the free replay. And I'm excited for you guys to understand this incredible information. But let me start off with a story. I happen to have I was grateful to work with these two women. One was 18 and one was like 22. So they're both pretty young. But they finally got diagnosed after years of trying and years of doctors and years of tests and all sorts of stuff. You guys know the story, with Hashimoto's. And they were both put on levothyroxine. Now, the one, she had major gut issues to the point where her grandparents, when she was young, her grandparents took everybody to Disneyland, but she did not go because she knew that her gut would just make it be a problem and she was going to be sick the whole time. So as a seven-year-old, she made a decision to stay at home with her parents and not enjoy Disneyland because of her health. So that was the beginning of her story. Now, the other one, she loved volleyball. I mean, I love volleyball too. That's my passion outside of family and doctor. Volleyball is my thing. But she had to stop playing volleyball her senior year because she'd randomly throw up and she would get nauseous and had no energy. And her hair was like, her beautiful blonde hair was falling to the ground. And she'd take the brush after the shower and it would just come out in strands. But the biggest issue was this vomiting and throwing up because she didn't know why. She didn't know when. She had no patterns to it. So ultimately, we ended up taking a comprehensive female hormone profile. And amongst the thyroid issues, like I said, they both had Hashimoto's. They were able to find some gut issues. And I'm happy to tell you that 6 months after going through some protocols where we didn't touch the thyroid, they are now living happily ever after in reality. The one is about to get engaged and she loves how she was able to go on date nights and not have to scrutinize the menu anymore. Gut issues are a thing of the past. The other one, she doesn't remember the last time she threw up and she was terrified to start trying to get pregnant because she's never had a regular cycle. PCOS was also part of her story. But after just 1 month of taking the IUD out and trying, she was able to get pregnant. So happy things occur when we tackle these the right way. So those are just two stories that we have regarding the thyroid and their struggles and what they had to overcome to get there. If you guys wouldn't mind, I would love to hear one of your stories or two of your stories So if you feel free to unmute yourself and let me know what your story is so we can be sure to help you figure out your difficulties here. Who's brave and wants to tell us a little bit about themselves? So,
hey, Kylie, can we just ask if anybody is on thyroid medication? I'm curious if anyone that's on the call is on thyroid medication.
Sure. You can even just give us a little chat in the chat box.
Or I know there's like a thumbs up sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, think about that while I get this going here.
Okay, RH says I am on levothyroxine currently and have been for many years.
So I'm going to draw like the top of the food chain for you. And we're going to call this the hypo. Now, it's called hypothalamus, but to make things simple and to not get you confused with the scientific terms, we'll just call it hypo. Then the next thing on the totem pole or the food chain here is this gland called the pituitary. We'll call it pit. And this pituitary is literally in the middle of your head. You would draw a line through there. And then from the pituitary, it talks to the thyroid. And then the thyroid goes down and it talks to every single cell in your body. Okay. So what we call this the HPT axis. But what we really want to care about for now, it's a food chain or a totem pole. So you have the hypothalamus or the hypo at the top of the food chain, and then it's going to cascade down all the way down to your cells. Now, the only reason why you care about this is because if any of you suffer with anxiety or depression, it is correlated with your thyroid, and here's how. Serotonin and dopamine communicate with your hypo to start the cascade of hormones down. And if you don't have enough serotonin or dopamine, which are these feel-good neurotransmitters, they make us feel happy, make us feel motivated, then one, they've been correlated with the anxiety and depression, but two, they're also correlated with thyroid because they start the cascade. Now there's, once we get to the hypothalamus, we have this thing called TRH. We're not going to worry about it, but it's there. It tells the pituitary to produce TSH. Isn't that ironic? So TSH, the most common marker for thyroid health, is not produced by the thyroid, produced by the pituitary gland, which is higher up on the food chain. So when your doctor is only taking a TSH marker, they're really doing you a disservice because that's not a right way to identify how your thyroid is working. That is telling you how your pituitary is talking to your thyroid. That's all it's telling you. Now write this down as well. When we talk about TSH, you want to have optimal numbers, not normal. And those optimal numbers are 1.8 to 3.0, not 0.5 to 5, which is why so many people are sick and tired of being told that their thyroid labs are normal, yet they feel like crap because the TSH to a normal range or any other physician who's looking at this is 0.5 to 5. And in some areas, it's 0.5 to 6.5. So when you have such a broad range, it's very difficult to compare yourself to one who's healthy and one who's symptomatic versus one who has a so-called disease or has a diagnosis. So what I like is to take that range and narrow it. No, I didn't come up with these numbers. These are actually Dr. Corizon's numbers, who is a master at all of this thyroid stuff. But he's created optimal values for about every single marker because he's found that, just like you guys, I'm sure, you don't have a disease or a diagnosis, but you still feel like crap. And you go to your doctors and you have blood drawn and you get your thyroid checked every 6 months, or they draw your CBC and they're like, oh, your labs look great. You'll feel, you should be normal. And you're like, I would like to know what normal feels like, right? So when it comes to TSH, if your TSH is below 1.8 or above 3, we have some struggles. Now, is it struggles with the thyroid? No. Remember, your pituitary gland produces the TSH. But let's take that one step farther. Is it a pituitary issue? Because now you're saying that my pituitary or my pit isn't producing enough TSH or it's producing too much. So we could have an issue here. But there's also these two components that affect your pituitary gland. And these are your first steps. So out of your four steps, here's step one and step two. So step one, this lovely guy called cortisol. A cortisol is your stress hormone. It is what is released during stress, whether it's external or internal. Your body can't tell a difference whether you're stressed because of COVID-19 or anything else out in the world, or you're stressed because you have an infection inside of you. There's no difference to the body. It's all stress. So your cortisol levels directly impact your TSH. Step number two, inflammation. Inflammation will negatively impact the TSH. Why? Because they hinder your pituitary gland, which produces TSH. So if you're going to have a healthy thyroid, you're going to be able to get to conquer fatigue, to have strengthen your hair, to lose weight. We'll talk specifically about that in a minute. All of these thyroid symptoms that we're so familiar with, if you want to start tackling and healing your thyroid and tackling these symptoms so you can be back to who you once were, or better yet, the new you, you have to start with lowering your stress levels and two, lowering inflammation. I'm going to teach you a really simple, I guess it's not simple, but it's a fix to tackle all four of these steps in just one 21-day period. So step number one, lower stress. Step number two, lower inflammation. Now, if any of you have heard me talk before, I hate it when, you can do this. Turmeric is a very common supplement to take to lower inflammation. And it works. Don't get me wrong. However, the lack of turmeric is not why you have inflammation. If you can get to the source of what's causing your inflammation, now you're going to tackle things for the rest of your life and not have to be on supplements or medications on and off forever. That's my little snippet there about inflammation. So step number one, lower stress. Step number two, lower inflammation. Then we get into the thyroid here. Now the thyroid is responsible for producing this thing we call T4. And T4 is also a thyroid hormone. In fact, if you were to get your thyroid hormones checked, I highly recommend that you add free T4 to that panel. And I have been told by many people that it's very difficult to get your doctors to run more than one lab, meaning the TSH, and it's true. So if you ever need someone to run a lab for you, I will run it for you. You just have to order your lab kit online. So T4 is actually the hormone that your thyroid produces. Now, if you have Hashimoto's, the problem is right here with your thyroid. Your thyroid is being attacked. And Hashimoto's is where you're like, I have TSH of 0.2, and then it goes up to 7.8, and then it goes back to 6.4, and it drops down to 1.3. Like, your TSH is all over the place. That's usually the sign of Hashimoto's, which is the autoimmune form of thyroid. Now, your thyroid is struggling because it's being attacked, literally. If you have an autoimmune disease like Hashimoto's, something in your immune system has sparked an attack on your thyroid. So I'm going to teach you one simple step to help reduce that attack coming up soon. But just so you know, the attack is happening there in your thyroid if you have Hashimoto's. But then T4 gets converted into this guy called T3. And T3 then talks to every cell in your body. Are you staying with me? Kelly, give me a thumbs up. That makes sense. I know you've heard this multiple times too. So T4 gets converted into T3 in two places, your gut and your liver. So step number three would be to fix your gut. Step number four would be to fix your liver. So there's your four steps to having a healthy thyroid: cortisol, inflammation, gut, liver. They're also the main four underlying causes to having an unhealthy thyroid. Why medications aren't working, why it's so hard to get a diagnosis, and better yet, why it's so hard to find relief and to find answers is because we're so focused on this one gland, this thyroid, when in reality, there are other problems trying to pull it underneath the water and sink it. And those other problems are your cortisol, inflammation, gut, and liver. Now, many, many people with thyroid issues struggle losing weight. It's a very common complaint. No matter what you eat, no matter how hard you exercise, that scale, the number on the scale never changes. And it can be very frustrating. So what's the answer to that? Well, like I said, your T4 gets converted into T3. And then T3 disperses and it talks to every single cell in your body. It talks to your heart cells. It talks to your liver cells. Talks to your brain cells. So if any of you are struggling with brain fog, it could be linked back to thyroid and all of and this whole puzzle here. T3, because it talks to every single one of our cells, actually controls our metabolism. I feel like there should be like fireworks going off behind me after that. Thyroid talks to your cells and controls your metabolism. So if you have anywhere along this food chain, along this totem pole, struggles anywhere along the path, no matter how hard you exercise, no matter how clean you eat, you're not going to see the results that you want to see on the scale or on the dress size or the pant size or whatever. So know that it's not you. It's not that you have a lack of motivation. It's not that you're not trying hard enough. It's that your body is fighting it. And this is how it's fighting it. Pretty cool, right? So also right down here with metabolism, we've got, you can easily have some brain fog, which is common with thyroid too. Now the third common problem with thyroid is this thing we call, I'm going to put it big out here, fatigue. Because every single cell in our body has this thing called mitochondria. And this mitochondria is inside every single cell, like I said, and it is responsible for taking our food and converting it into energy. And if T3 isn't telling your cells what to do correctly, it's going to have a very hard time taking your food and converting it into energy, leaving you with extreme fatigue. Does that make sense? Pretty cool, right? So let's review it again really quick. Cortisol and inflammation, they affect your TSH. So if you're really struggling with your TSH and finding that right balance, whether it's naturally or with medication, take a step back and look at ways that you can reduce stress and you can reduce inflammation. If your doctor is being a better doctor and they're taking more than just TSH, they're taking free T4 and free T3, you can identify if you have struggles with your gut and your liver as well. Between the thyroid talking to your cells, creating brain fog, fatigue, and slow metabolism. The way to fix that is to take a look at your gut and to take a look at your liver. Now, there's one easy way that you can tackle all four steps with just a dietary change. I guess it's not easy. Sometimes it's going to be easy and sometimes it's not going to be easy. But here's what it can do for you. It can eliminate foods that cause problems in your digestive tract. It helps to reset your body from sugar burner or sugar addict, like craving sugar, to a fat burning mode. It can help your body repair and rebuild your digestive tract. And it can potentially and dramatically boost results of supplementation or medication because it helps you improve absorption of those things. Now, what is it? For 21 days, I recommend with all my patients, even those two ladies I talked about. In fact, one of them was a pastaholic. She loved her pastas. And when I first introduced this whole concept to her, I told her, I said, you're going to have to change your diet for a short period of time. And she was very hesitant at first, but we had to cut out the pastas. And it's funny because she was, like I said, very hesitant. I mean, she's young, right out of high school. And she did it for 21 days with the help of some of our guides and Kelly, who's masterful at helping you incorporate this into your life. And she's like, I feel so much better after this that I'm not going back. But that's not real. That's not realistic. The reason why I say it's only 21 days is because that's realistic, especially as us moms, it's very hard to eat sometimes, period. If we're dealing with newborns or multiple kids and we've got five kids at home, you know the story. So just put yourself in a scenario, make a commitment to yourself that for 21 days, you're going to tackle this 21-day diet, anti-inflammatory diet. It consists of no gluten, no dairy, no soy, and no refined sugar. That's your standard autoimmune, auto anti-inflammatory diet. Now you can go deep and you can cut out eggs and peanut butter and all that fun stuff, but I don't find it necessary. Just stick with the first four. So once again, no gluten, no dairy, no soy, no refined sugar for 21 days. That's going to help your body reduce cortisol because it's going to take some of those internal stressors out of it, out of the picture. It's going to help your body reduce inflammation because now you're not feeding it. It's going to help your body clear out your gut and reduce that burden on your liver. So just that 21-day diet is going to affect all four causes of thyroid dysfunction with a simple nutrition fix. Now, it's very important if you have Hashimoto's to cut out gluten, because gluten and your thyroid, the actual tissue structure of your thyroid and the structure of gluten are so similar that if your immune system is attacking, it can easily just attack both. It gets confused and it's tired of working in overdrive, so it just starts attacking both. So if you're just going to cut out one thing, cut out gluten for 21 days. You'll be surprised at the dramatic on how you feel, the difference in how you feel, but also like the energy gain, your gut. When I do this at least once a year just to kind of reboot my system. I don't stick to it forever, and I don't recommend that you do either unless you're superwoman and you can do that. But that's what I would recommend to tackle all four underlying causes there. Cool? All right. I hope that makes sense. Now, I've worked so hard on doing all of this thyroid stuff that we are launching a workshop next week that's going to dive into this. And it's also going to teach you how to read your own labs using this hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. So you can take the power back into your hands and not have to rely on that rotating door at the doctor's office and conquering all those copays. So because those of you who have joined me live, make sure you send me a comment or let me know who you are so I can get that workshop to you as a gift. I will give it to you so you have access to it. It is 60 minutes long, and it's going to take this to the next level. And then also I'll get you the replay as well. So be sure you drop either your email address or let me know who you are so I can give you that gift for hanging out with us today. Also, with the thyroid workshop, there is a thyroid program that we have worked our tails off, Kelly and I, in creating it so you can learn specific ways on how to lower your cortisol, find what's causing inflammation, eliminate it, attack your gut, and reduce the burden on your liver. So it's really going to use your labs to map out a personalized plan for you to become who you once were, or better yet, become the new you. So that's the thyroid in a nutshell. I'm super excited to get this out to you guys. I'll have more information coming soon, as soon as we get this released. But it's pretty special what we've been working on to help you guys with thyroid problems. So you don't have to rely on me or your doctor. You can literally do this on your own, tackle things that you've been searching for and trying to find relief in. That being said, just if you don't mind, just tell me your name, because I've got your email already. That's how you got access to this workshop. So just tell me your name, make sure I'm, so I can get that workshop to you guys. All right. So now we have time to open it up for questions. If you guys have a question, feel free to unmute yourself and let's dive in, because I'm sure you're not the only one with that question. We have a quiet group today. Last week was very talkative.
Carol Nash.
Hey, Carol, how are you?
Hey, great. When you talked about the serotonins and the dopamines, and what do you suggest to help supplement your system to help get those moving better, like in the amino acid realm? What do you think? Because that was what you kind of started out with. And I kind
of, the serotonin and dopamine, they both come from, if I stand corrected, I mean, you can correct me too. They both come from the amino acids. So if you can incorporate your protein source, that would be great. Okay. There are supplements specifically for it. We use Apex Energetics Serotone and Dopatone. And we're working on getting those available to you on the website, because you have to have a doctor's license to get them. But they literally are supplementing your body with either serotonin or dopamine, depending on what you need.
Okay. Just making sure on that.
Yeah. There is a neurotransmitter questionnaire that we're going to be incorporating with we did incorporate with the workshop. So literally you can fill it out and know via your symptoms whether you're short in serotonin or you're short in dopamine or you're struggling with your cortisol, your inflammation, and then we've walked you through how to help fix that. It's all in the workshop. So we'll get that.
Thank you.
Get that to you. But yeah, I would start off with increasing my protein sources. And then if you want to do the supplement route, Apex Energetics has the great supplements for serotonin and dopamine. Serotonin and dopatone are what they're called.
Okay, dopatones. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do have a question about gastric bypass surgery. Does gastric bypass surgery change any of this? It is going to change the way your gut functions. So yes, it will change some of this and the way that you can absorb. I've worked with patients who have had gastric bypass surgery, and it's a route you kind of have to navigate with supplements, because you don't have the absorption in your stomach and you can't eat much, right? So when it comes to taking supplements, it makes it difficult. So one of the best ways I recommend to do these supplements, and there's a lot of options, but we use GA for our lowering the cortisol. That's a supplement we use. It comes in liquid. And so instead of having to take things through your mouth, you can actually allow it to be absorbed through your skin, which makes bypassing your GI tract a million times better. Does that help, Renette? That's what I do in the case when I'm working with bypass surgery people. We go through the skin as much as possible, and we use liquid supplements to do that.
Kylie, you can mute Kristen's iPhone on your end.
I just want to talk offline. I think I actually need testing. I thought I was listening for a family member, and I think it was for myself.
We like that. Check out, let me give you access to the workshop, because I think it will dramatically impact what you do moving forward too.
That'd be great.
Like I said, that workshop is being released next week, so I don't have access to it immediately for you, but we will get it to you next week when it becomes available. And you basically get a sneak peek because you're in on it first. All right, if there's not any more questions, then we're gonna sign out. And so our website is drkylieburton.com, where we have all of our trainings, our workshops on all the supplements are right there as well. So you get access to top-notch supplements that you have to have a doctor's license through via my license, because I love you all and I want you all to be healthy, vibrant mamas. And then if there's not the some of the supplements online, we just have the capsules available. But no, if you need to order the liquid, just feel free to call us and then we'll know that you want the liquid instead of the capsule. All right, ladies, thanks for joining us. Our next workshop is actually going to be on navigating the supplement world. And I'm going to have a gentleman, he's my rep, but he's worked for several supplement companies and knows how to navigate through that crazy world here. We're going to do that 2 weeks from today. So stay tuned for that one. It will be called Navigating the Supplement World. And he's going to help us walk through how to do that when there's so much available, what's good, what's not, how to decipher what you're actually ordering and what you're actually getting and what's behind scenes, because he's seen it all. So, all right, ladies. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite 3 of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.